For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Oxidol's own Ma Perkins. Despite all the claims and counterclaims you hear today, your own freshly laundered clothes still speak louder than anything else about the wash day product you use. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, what your clothes tell you will give you a pleasant surprise. You see, deep cleaning means Oxidol reaches deep down into the fibers of your clothes and washes out the gray dirt left in by the leading wash day suds, the leading shortcut suds. Now, women saw an amazing demonstration of this fact, and among these women was Mrs. Paul Zurich of Elmwood, Ohio. Listen to what Mrs. Zurich says.
In this washing demonstration, they used my clean clothes. At least I thought they were clean because I had just washed them with the leading suds the way you're told to. But then they washed those clothes over again, this time with deep cleaning Oxidol. You should have seen the dirty wash water come out of those clothes I thought were clean. That dirty wash water showed me Oxidol really can get out the gray dirt left in clothes by those leading shortcut suds.
Thanks, Mrs. Zurich. And ladies, here's a suggestion. Next wash day, use deep cleaning Oxidol and demonstrate for yourself how much dirt Oxidol can get out of your clothes. And most important of all, look at the clothes themselves. When you use deep cleaning Oxidol, your clothes look sparkling white and bright. Your clothes feel soft and fluffy. Clothes smell sweet, too. Yes, your clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxidol. Yet, Oxidol is really safe. Deep clean clothes stay brighter and new looking longer. So don't wash clothes with suds that leave dirt in. Get clothes deep clean, sparkling clean with deep cleaning Oxidol.
Oxidol is deep cleaning. Deep cleaning. Deep cleaning.
Ask your dealer for Oxidol today. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, once more, the cousins have been victorious with one of their evil schemes. They've swindled Willie and Evie, who gave Cousin Sylvester $1,700 yesterday with a promise of $300 more for a worthless investment. And now we can only wonder helplessly, will Sylvester be just as successful with Faye? Because we do know that Faye likes him more with every day. Won't the folks ever realize the truth about Sylvester and Ed? Well, right now it's evening, and there at the house, Ma walks to the foot of the stairs and... Well,
Faye! Sylvester's here! Oh, here you are. Sylvester's on the porch, dear.
I saw that car drive up. My goodness, Ma, Sylvester gone and bought a car?
He says he's thinking of buying it. This one is just, what do they call it? For demonstrating a sample.
My, you're too, the sample. Well, my, working at the Perkins lumber yard must be very profitable if Sylvester can afford to buy a car.
Oh, Lance, we don't pay Sylvester that much. No, he says he put over some private business deal. Business deal. Say, child, I can't remember what you said there, Shepard. Did you say you did see Evie today?
Well, Evie, yes, I bumped into her at the busy bee. We were doing our marketing. Sorry, Ma.
And that's all. Evie didn't say nothing about, well, about a business deal.
Business deal? No, she didn't, Ma. You know how Evie's been acting toward us lately. I tried to be very nice, but she hardly answered me. What's this about a business deal? The same one that just got Sylvester the money for his new car?
Oh, no. At least, this I don't imagine. No. As a matter of fact, Sylvester tells me that he don't know nothing about Willie's and Evie's business deal, neither. No, it's just something that I heard from Baker Pendleton. Never mind about it. I'm real sorry that I've made bad feeling between you and your sister, sir.
Oh, Ma. That's not your doing. It's Evie. And if she'd only shown the least little softness, I'd have walked home with her and tried to get things back on a more sensible basis. But she made it very plain she wanted no part of me.
Hmm. When he says you done your part, and that was good. You do speak carefully.
As for this business deal, if you want me to, Ma, I can call up Willie. I don't mean now. I mean tomorrow sometime.
No, it ain't really none of our business. He says that everything that happens to folks you care about is your business. Well, run along, dear. Cousin Sylvester's waiting.
Tom, I hate to go out when you're feeling so blue. Look, tomorrow night I'll stay home with Paulette, and Joseph can take you to the movies.
Oh, I reckon I'm old enough to go to the movies by myself when I take a mind to go. Oh. And I ain't so old that I can't go by myself. I reckon I can still count my change.
I love you, Ma Perkins. Don't wait up for me, Ma.
Enjoy yourself, dear. Come on, I want to say goodnight to Cousin Sylvester.
No, I mustn't forget to compliment him on his car. Go ahead, Ma.
Oh, thank you.
And there they are, the Perkins ladies. Only what's this here vision before my eyes? The very spirit of summertime.
Oh, now, Sylvester, you've seen this dress a dozen times, not more. You look very snappy yourself in your white suit. You?
Oh, I got two or three of these. Very cool, you know. Well, shall we be off, Cousin Fay? I got a little surprise for you tonight.
That great, enormous mass of chromium I see at the curb. Good night, Ma.
Enjoy yourself, children.
Good night, Cousin Ma. I'll return the little lady's sound of wind and limb. Never fear.
Don't worry, Cousin
Fay.
Night.
Night.
Night. Ah, you must have glimpsed my surprise through the window. What do you think of it?
Oh, I'm terribly impressed. I understand you told Ma you put over some big business deal. Are congratulations in order?
Why, yes, I... Why talk about business when it's you and me on a date in a brand new gasoline buggy? Now, I really got this demonstrator to show it to you, Cousin Fay, because the one who's going to decide should I buy it or shouldn't I buy it is you. If you like it, I close the deal.
Well, you're very flattering, I'm sure. Listen, Cousin Sylvester, before I forget, you're such a friend of Willie's and Evie's. Do you know anything about a business deal Willie's going into? I think Ma's a little concerned, Willie being out of a job and all that. Do you know anything about it, Cousin Sylvester?
I know that Willie's out of a job. That's all I know, Cousin Fay.
Oh, dear. No, I'm so concerned. Well, of course, if you don't know, you don't know. My goodness, this is a fancier car than Gladys Pendleton's, isn't it? Everything's so pretty.
I'm glad to hear you say that, little lady, because when I looked at this car, I had you in mind. Will Cousin Fay like it? Because this car is not just for me, Cousin Fay. This car is for us. For you and me. Come on, Cousin Fay. I got something to ask you tonight.
And now our scene changes. While Cousin Sylvester is telling his lies to Fay, at the same moment someone else is showing a car to another young lady. It's Shuffle who's been thinking of buying a car so that he and Marietta can go for a drive of a Sunday afternoon or on her evening off. And so, over in Middleborough, in front of Marietta's and Shuffle's apartment, this same evening, listen.
Gee, it sure is beautiful, Chauvin. All the gimmicks on the dashboard, huh?
Sure, the fellow's got to go to college just to learn to read that there dashboard. Look, radio, heater, air conditioning, too. For cigarettes, prices, for gloves.
More ticks in a barrel, monkey.
Go on, get in, Maria. Go sit behind the wheel.
Well, I can't drive.
Well, if we buy it, I'll teach you how to drive. Come on, get in. Let's see how you and the car look together.
Well, just for look. Okay, I'll be a cover girl. Regular model, huh? Hey, my feet hardly even reach the pedals.
That's okay. When you learn to drive, we can move the seat forward. How does it feel sitting behind the wheel, Marietta?
Oh, gee, look at me. A car.
I could make the down payment tomorrow, and we could go for our first picnic on Sunday.
Yeah, except... I know, but... Listen, Shobert. Don't you really think you ought to save your money? I mean, you know, you walk to work. Well, this car would just sit in the garage or out here in the street day after day. Now, really, wouldn't we be smarter if we just kept the money in our shoe for the time being?
Well, I admit I've got other uses for the money, Marietta, but you give me so much. The only happiness I got in life is the happiness which you give me. I want you to be happy, little girl.
Shover, you stop talking like that before you have me boiling. Everything I gave you, you gave back to me, but in spades. Doubled and redoubled.
Marietta, you're the most wonderful girl who ever... Well, then you think we shouldn't buy this car?
Well, do you want it very much, Shover?
Well, yeah, I don't know, Marietta. I just... Huh? Darnation, am I parked in the wrong place? Huh? Here's the law coming across the street towards you.
The law? Gee, we parked wrong or something? What's that big gorilla want?
Am I parked in the wrong place, officer?
No, sir. You're parked all right.
Oh. Because it's just a new car. In fact, I ain't even bought it yet. I thought maybe I busted the law or something.
No, sir. No law I know about.
Oh. Well, then what do you want? What'd you come over for? Huh? I asked you a question. You cats make me so nervous. Well, what's the matter? The cat got your tongue?
Well, I'm sorry. Cops make you nervous, ma'am.
What? What did you say?
Why, I do believe you got the officer blushing, Marietta. You shouldn't make remarks about officers of the law. They're the ones who protect us, Marietta.
Well, I only asked him what he wanted. He still ain't said.
Marietta, is that your name? You folks lived here about 4 weeks, ain't you? I seen when you moved in. Marietta. That's a real pretty name, ma'am.
Why, officer. Hey, Shobert. Look, he is blushing. Why, officer, is this a pickup? You just want to get acquainted? Well, of all... Why, officer...
Ladies, when are clean clothes really sparkling clean? Well, only when you can see they're clean, feel they're clean, smell they're clean. And deep cleaning Oxydol gets clothes sparkling clean. Reaches deep down into fibers for the grimy dirt in clothes, loosens dirt, and floats it away. You can see your clothes washed sparkling white and bright with Oxydol. You can feel the clothes are soft and fluffy. You can smell they're sweet, too. Yes, clothes look clean, feel clean, smell clean, because they are clean with deep cleaning Oxydol. So for a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, get deep cleaning Oxydol at your dealers now in the same familiar Oxydol package. Here now, has Marietta found an admirer in that bashful young policeman? Well, Shuffle makes a report about it to Ma tomorrow. And that's when we join Sylvester and Faye. And Sylvester, at last, makes his first mistake. But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station. For a wash that's deep clean, sparkling clean, use deep cleaning Oxydol.
Oxydol is deep cleaning, deep cleaning, deep cleaning.